It's episode 153, and we've got plugins for InPost Analytics, store locators, advanced WordPress search functionality, user cleanup, plugin organization, and more. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode of WordPress Plugins A to Z. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here in 2014 with everybody.
Yes, 2014. I had an interesting, fun time on New Year's. No, it was, I guess, it was New Year's Eve here for us, and I was talking to a client in Australia, so we were talking back and forth between the present and the past.
Hmm.
Because they'd already had their New Year's.
Yeah. I actually, my wife and I were reading a story yesterday about a set of twins that were born on both sides of the New Year. One was born at 11:58, the other at 12:01. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that'll be quite interesting. Yeah. All right. So, well, we've got the usual stuff here for you folks and a couple of the usual reminders right off the top. Don't forget the show notes can be found over at wppluginsatoz.com. You can also pick us up over at Stitcher Radio and iTunes, and we would appreciate it at either one if you would leave us a review on those.
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of people that the biggest surge, I guess, in the show is generally right after the holidays. People get those new devices, new pads, new everything. So if you're listening to us on one of those new devices, Stitcher's an excellent app that you can listen to us, as well as the iTunes podcast app that comes with it. Or if you just want to subscribe to the show directly, you can do it that way. Or also, we have WordPress Radio at WPR.fm. You can listen to a bunch of different WordPress streaming podcasts all the time, 24/7. Just pop in and see what's going on. Lots of stuff there, WPR.fm.
And also a little bit of self-promotion for us. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, and we do make a living with this software. So if you're in need of emergency support, that's one of my specialties, helping you fix it when it's broke. Or if you're just looking for some layout advice or plugin advice or functionality advice, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
Yes, and hey, I just want to tell everybody, head over to my website, marcuscouch.com. I am starting to add new stuff every single day. I've tried, this is like one of those New Year's resolution things, but I've already plotted my my content calendar out through September, so I'm going to start blogging over there a little bit more, and a lot of stuff, whether it be just kind of working as a freelancer, certain things about setting up goals or SEO stuff, WordPress stuff. I'm just going to kind of keep it all there at marcuscouch.com. So if you haven't already checked it out, please do so.
Excellent. Always good to see everyone jumping into the New Year's resolution fray. I have an office above a gym, and it gets really busy for the first 2 weeks of January. So at any rate, Happy New Year's to everybody. Welcome to 2014 and all the new stuff that WordPress will be bringing you over this year. And thinking of new stuff, have you had a chance to play with 3.8?
Oh yeah, it's up on all my sites now, and I've had to kind of shift what I liked my admin theme colors to be. I'm sticking with Midnight. I like that one.
That's the one thing I did find, that I like the new colors for the theme, but I really wish there was some place where I could just click a couple of my own personalized colors instead of the preset patterns there.
Ah, well, you've come up with a plugin idea.
Yeah, there's a good one, because I really like that. But I do like the new colors in it. 3.8, I've got it up on about 80% of my sites and my client sites. There's a couple of sites that I'm still making sure that all the compatibility is there. While using it and setting it up, I found the compatibility to be pretty good across my stable of sites I work with. I did have a couple of them where I had to actually upgrade and do some code modifications to a theme because it had an incompatibility with 3.8. And also, there's been a couple of plugins that were incompatible, but the authors brought them up to date relatively quickly. And it's been pretty good. I even managed to bring a WordPress 3.5 site directly to 3.8 with no problems. So it's all in all been pretty good and pretty stable. I'm really liking the way it's working. I do have a couple of issues around layouts, such as I don't like the new plugin layout. I don't know about you, but at first I had difficulties discerning. I think it's because of their contrast they use to tell you which ones are active and not, because I got so used to the old colors where it was very easily discernible. I mean, of course, you can look for the words, but after you get used to looking at colors or contrast, you forget to look at words. So other than that, it was good. I did have a problem with the new layout for the widget area, because it's gone from a nice 3-column, which made it easier to work with the widgets, to a 4-column layout. So other than that, hey, everything else has been pretty good with it.
How do you like the speed? It's been a little faster on my end, it seems.
I haven't noticed much improvement with speed at all across my sites.
Well, I tested 3 different ones after installing it, and they each had about a half-second improvement in load time. So,
that's nice.
Not significant, not groundbreaking, but...
Hey, a half-a-second improvement is significant to something like Google.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all in all, I the only problem I had was with one slider plugin that just didn't have it. But, again, it was 2 days, and the developer had it all worked out. So... Yeah. Really no issues to speak of. I got to commend Matt Mullenweg for overseeing a fantastic project with Parker, the version name for this particular WordPress installation. So very nice job to everybody at Automattic and the whole team.
Yeah, they did a really good job. This has been one of the smoothest upgrades to a major upgrade that I've seen. So
yeah.
So all in all, folks, it looks like it's pretty safe. If you haven't done it, go ahead and drop it in. Just, you know, make sure you back up your old site first, just in case, because, you know, it's always good to have a backup when you're doing a major upgrade.
Yeah, they say all the world's a stage, but not your main live site. That is not a stage site, so.
No, that it isn't. So other than that, anything else really? One thing we want to do is we'd kind of like to remind all you wonderful listeners out there, we do have SpeakPipe on our website. So if you want to get hold of us, be part of the show, leave us a message there and we will play your questions and responses, reviews, anything you want to leave for us. We'll get you on there. So drop in.
Yeah.
Give us
a... Yeah, it's been a couple weeks. So, you know, we're looking forward to hearing from people. I know that there are probably a lot of people out there who just are getting into WordPress and perhaps have questions, and we're here to help you. So make sure you go to wppluginsa2z.com and click on the little microphone icon that you see there on the site. And in just seconds, you can leave us a message with your own microphone and we'll get it and play it on the show.
Yes, that we will. All right, well, I guess that brings us right into the fun meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Off we get. There we go. All right, so right off the bat here, I've got a couple of plugins, some of them from doing some work. I was upgrading my e-commerce website over the holidays and improving it and updating it in preparation for, of course, our grandest sale of the year here in Canada, known as Boxing Day. And I ran across a great one for WooCommerce. It's called WooCommerce Poor Guy's Swiss Knife. And it's a really nice plugin to add some additional functionality to your WooCommerce website that allows you to tweak all the little things in there, such as your cart button label, enable a fast checkout where kind of like the one button checkout for people. You can also set minimum cart items or minimum cart numbers they have to place in the item before, or let me get that in order. Minimum number of items they have to place in the shopping cart before they can purchase it. You can play with your checkout settings. You can easily add new fields to the billing and shipping forms, or you can even hide some of the default fields that are already there. Something that was always a bit of a challenge to do with WooCommerce from the first time I used it. And also there are times where you want to add and collect a little bit of extra information while you're getting them to fill out those forms to buy your product. And many other tweaks you might not have thought about or wanted or needed, but all in all, it was a really good plugin for helping to fine-tune some of the little layout issues I was having with, you know, descriptions and whatnot. So This one here is a pretty great little plugin if you're using WooCommerce. It's called WooCommerce Poor Guy's Swiss Knife, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Hmm. Not into WooCommerce too much, but I might have a project that might require that down the road here, so I'm going to start looking at these plugins. One thing that I've been looking at, John, is I've been trying to make a business directory for a certain industry that has about, I would say, 3,000 to 4,000 different businesses and locations around the country. Mm-hmm. And the way that I've been forced to do it thus far has been with a couple themes. I tried a theme called Spot Finder, which was an outstanding theme until the developer dropped off the face of the earth.
Hmm.
And literally, people, the only things that you see now in the support forum are, where is this guy? Where is this guy? Where is this guy? So
that always sucks.
Yeah. So, you know, the theme route may not be the way to do it. So I started seeking out plugins that would do this. And basically what I'm looking for is kind of a directory where it has a Google map kind of striped slider up at the top. And then it does it by geolocation. So you can share your location in the browser, and then it gives you all the nearby businesses around you, and you can separate them by subcategory and area of specialty and things like that. So WP Store Locator is something that I tried to kind of offset this same functionality that these themes would give you. And actually, this is something I might use to replace that whole theme set altogether, as long as I can get the custom post types set. And that's the only issue I've got with this. But basically, here's what this allows you to do. It's a complete location management system. You can customize the appearance of the map and even custom labels for the different fields.
Mm-hmm.
Users can filter the radius. They can put in the driving directions that they'd like to see, as well as far as, you know, who's got the closest arrival time to me. You can put in an unlimited set of stores, unique thumbnails for each stores, extras like phone, fax, email, all that. You can pull the pin around to the map to make sure that it's at the correct place if the address doesn't necessarily lift it there as well. It's multi-language. It's got a filter as far as your max results. And I got to say, this is really something that I like. And it's something that I'm trying to incorporate into an existing theme to see if I can get the two to mesh. But so far, so good. So this one is called WP Store Locator. It basically allows you to create your own map directory system. Gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That one could be useful coming in the future for me when I have dozens of little stores floating around.
There you go.
All right. Well, the next one I've got here, this is an oldie but a goodie, and every once in a while I come back to the old ones, which I haven't used in a while, and this is called Plugin Organizer. I know I've reviewed it in the past. It's been quite a while since I've personally used it, but again, while I was doing updates on my e-commerce store, I had brought in a new theme for it, and I was trying to do some setup on the front page, and I was having a conflict with plugins. Two plugins, one was loading before the other, and if I could get them to reverse their load order, it all worked just fine. So this plugin does exactly that. What it's designed to do is to allow you to go in and customize the load order of all your plugins. And also to even, if you need to, turn off plugins for certain pages or posts or sections of your website.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. And that's one of the really sweet functions of it. But the function I needed mostly was just to change the load order of the plugins. So I fired it in and went through and reordered my plugins, and all of a sudden my front page started loading the exact way I wanted it to load. Because what was happening was one plugin would load and it would actually block the next plugin from loading entirely. So, and that's happened. I've seen it happen in the past. Each one's trying to load similar resources. So They get in each other's way. So anyway, this plugin's been downloaded many times and it's been around a while. And when I checked it, it had been recently updated, which was something I was hoping for, so that it would be compatible with 3.8. So it is compatible with 3.8, work beautiful. And I have had to give this one back at the top of its rating, and that's a 5 Dragon rating for it. So a very nice plugin. Check it out, called Plugin Organizer.
I'm going to have to check that one out. That's something I need.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got something pretty cool here, John. It's called Post Analytics, and it is something that ties in with Google Analytics. And it basically is a plugin that will give you data for each page and post that you're editing. So for every page, WordPress will fetch something that gives you the last 30 days of that that actual page's activity within Analytics. So if you've got, let's just say, a page, John, and it happens to be maybe a landing page for a particular service or something like that, you've got it up there. You do a couple tweaks to it. Say you go back a month later, you can look at that particular page in the edit screen and see all of the Google Analytics statistics right there in the edit screen.
Very nice.
Page views, entrances, time on page, exit rate, average bounce rate, all that, right down to the individual page. So I always talk about, you know, having things all kept within WordPress so that you don't have to go outside of WordPress or your clients. And this is one of these things that allows them to see in post Google Analytics without ever leaving WordPress. Outstanding plugin, a little bit clunky, didn't have all of the reports and things through Analytics that I would have liked, but as far as a base set of data that somebody can get to see exactly where a page ranks and where it happens to have been within the statistical data, this is an excellent plugin. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's going to be very useful. I've actually got a couple of clients that have asked for something similar to that. That's a relatively new plugin, isn't it?
It is. Nice. Just a few days.
Excellent. We've got to love the developer world out there. They keep bringing in new stuff week after week for us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And the final one I've got here is cleaning up your zombies problem. It's to clean up the zombie users or the spammers, of course, on your website. And as my son would say, why do zombies eat brains? Well, it really doesn't need an answer there, because every time you answer a six-year-old, they come up with 5 more questions for you. So... And what we've got here, this is a simple enough plugin. You install it, and it helps clean out the spam registrations on your site. It's a relatively new plugin, and it's really simple and straightforward to use. And the author has a nice long laundry list of features that are coming your way for it, such as the ability to limit cleaning things out, exclusions for newer users, the ability to exclude users from major e-commerce plugins, and more. I gave it a quick test out on one of my staging sites where it seems I accidentally turned on the registration system, so it's got a whole load of spammers in there, and I wanted to clean it all up. So it does, a couple of quick clicks, boom, it's all gone. Pretty straightforward plugin, and I'm looking forward to the improvements that the author has promised, because there are a couple of sites I would like to clean up, but they've got both good valid users in there and they've got invalid users. So I'm looking for a way to do that en masse without having to go through the dozens of pages going, is that one really a user? Oh, it's got a bunch of letters in there. It's obviously just a spammer. So at any rate, I want to see how this thing works on a big site like that. So I'll be doing more experimentation as the plugin grows. But in the meantime, you want something simple? Check it out. Clean up your zombie users. And I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. Well, I have a site. It's the same business site that I'm trying to work on. And I'm having some problem with the search. What else is new, right? WordPress search. I found something else that is a pretty comparable tool. It's called Compound Searcher. And basically, it's a plugin that I think is going in the right direction, but may not be necessarily all the way there yet. It gives search boxes on the blog for additional functionalities for operators like and or the minus for the exclude particular phrases, asterisk for a string wildcard, parentheses, you can have an or string in there, just like you would with Google, some of those more advanced search functions. Nice. But I did some of the functions and they didn't work. So things like exclude and some of the wildcards that I did with an asterisk didn't work the right way. But it did do the and function. It did do the or function. So what can I say? It's in the right direction. It's really something that I think is going to take over as far as WordPress search. Maybe not necessarily this plugin, but certainly this functionality. And it's worth taking a look at. So I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. it does sound like it's promising, and it'll be great when it's fully developed.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. So it's worth keeping on the radar, but not necessarily installing and implementing just yet.
Yes, no doubt. As happens lots of times, and of course, as we all know, well, the search function in WordPress is probably the thing they should focus on for 3.9.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be getting attention.
Yeah, it's everything else has been slowly getting attention, so eventually that one's going to get its share of attention, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that covers it all up. The plugins I've covered on this one here was the WooCommerce Poor Guy Swiss Knife, which I gave a 4 Dragon rating. The Plugin Organizer plugin, which I gave a 5 Dragon rating. And then the Clean Up Your Zombie Users, which I gave a 4 Dragon rating to.
And I rated WP Store Locator a 4 out of 5. Post Analytics, that's Google Post Analytics, got a 4 out of 5. And Compound Searcher, we just talked about, got a 3 out of 5.
Excellent. And of course, everyone out there has had themselves a fantastic holidays, and we're looking forward to another great year of bringing you the WP Plugins A to Z show with lots of great plugins to come in this year, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Tons. I'm even going to think about bringing a couple of premium plugins to the show. Maybe we'll have a premium plugin show one of these days. Or
I bring the premium plugins whenever like I actually have to go out and buy them and use them myself.
Yeah, I just got a big pass to one of the plugin places. So maybe I'll share that with you and we can start going through some of these.
Well, there you go. There's always a fun way to do it.
I forgot to mention that.
All right. And of course, a little commercial for you. Don't forget, if you're looking for fantastic hosting for your website, something stable and secure and nice and fast, check out Green Geeks Hosting. And you can save yourself $30 off all their hosting packages by using the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. So check them out at Green Geeks Hosting.
Nice, and I've got another plug-in promo code as well. It's 123 Inkjets if you're looking for replacement inkjet cartridges for maybe a brand new printer that you might have gotten. You know, they sell those things with only half full ink, so if you got it for Christmas, you're about due.
Yeah.
Head over to 123inkjets.com and use promo code PLUGIN 123. You'll get 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy it in bulk. Use this coupon and get them as low as $4 a piece.
Save yourself some decent money on inks. All right, and of course, usual reminders. Don't forget to check us out at, if you need some daily WP plugin news, check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And also visit us on iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, Stitcher Radio. And if you're listening on Stitcher, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button in the corner. It only takes a second while you're listening.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or if you're in need of emergency support, just go to wppro.ca/emergency. Or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, MarcusCouch.com. Twitter is at MarcusCouch. Daily plug-in posts on WPTavern.com. Or just look under other WordPress news in your dashboard, though I think they took that away. And I'm going to have to write a note about that. Other WordPress news is missing out of the dashboard since 3.8. And WordPress radio you can find at WPR.FM.
All right, and that's pretty much all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.